The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Coming up in September, on September the 16th, to be exact, you're going to have a chance to show Greenville law enforcement just how much you appreciate what they do each day. Seabrook Marchand is the founder of Law Enforcement Appreciation Day here in the upstate, lead up. He was a member of the Civil Service Commission for Greenville, which was responsible for hiring police and firefighters in the city of Greenville, and he saw some of the needs that these heroes have every day. Through his service, Seabrook decided to do something about it. I want our guest line to talk with us about the details of Law Enforcement Appreciation Day is Seabrook Marchand. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. How you doing?
I am wonderful. I appreciate a few minutes of your time this morning. Let's jump right in. So you and some other local business people, my buddy Tim Brett and others, played a big role in this. 8 years ago, you and this group of local leaders decided to show law enforcement just how much they appreciate it. Talk with us about how this got started and the plans for this year.
Well, it all started back, 8 years ago, because this will be our eighth consecutive year of doing this. But a real estate developer friend of mine and I were having breakfast at old Tommy's Ham House one morning, and as many people will know, that was a favorite gathering spot for the deputy sheriffs, police officers, and other law enforcement people, highway patrol. So we saw a bunch of them in there having breakfast, and I turned to my friend. I said, let's buy these guys breakfast because, you know, they're underpaid and they do such a great job for us. And he agreed. So we bought them breakfast that day, and that was really the impetus to get the event started. And the next year we kind of ratcheted it up a little bit more, and then the next year a little bit more. Now we've reached a point where, let's say, this will be our eighth consecutive year of doing this. And we've gathered some really, really great corporate citizens as our sponsors, contributing money, which we use to buy gifts for these men and women. And many people donate prizes. A lot of restaurants will give us gift certificates. So it's really turned out to be a great event. And as you mentioned, September the 16th is actually the date that everybody comes to pick up their gift if they've won one, to pick up breakfast. But it actually starts on Monday because we give them an opportunity to go to our website and register to be eligible to get a prize. And we start drawing names, random drawings on Monday, the 12th. And we post those names. So they know when they come through to the actual event on Friday, if they are able to get off work or can come on their way to or from work, they can get a breakfast basket from Chick-fil-A. They get a T-shirt that's compliments of Delta Apparel. They get what we call a Vala bag, which is a nice, like cloth grocery bag that's filled with all kind of gifts and gift certificates. And also, if they won a prize, if it's something we can give to them at the event, we will. And if it's not something that's too big for them to put in their car, we give them a gift certificate or instructions where they can go and pick it up.
Yeah.
The last year we served over 500 men and women. We started 6 o'clock in the morning because that's the time that they wanted to start it, because it kind of coincides with the time that many of them are coming to work, many of them are getting off work. And then we go to about 9 o'clock in the morning. And as I said, last year we served probably 500 to 550 men and women, and they really do appreciate it, and it's something we look forward to doing every year.
Yeah. You mentioned this started at Tommy's Ham House, and boy, did we miss him, don't we? You know, I got there real early one morning to have breakfast, And I, just like you, I noticed all these police vehicles out there, state troopers, county sheriff's deputies and all. And a lot of people don't realize, but, you know, Tommy would get there 4:30, 5 o'clock to get things started. And quite often, law enforcement officers would show up then, even before the restaurant opened, and he would feed them breakfast.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, they love Tommy, and we do also. And it was a great venue. Unfortunately, the event grew in size to the point where we had actually outgrown Tommy's. And we started out having the event in May of every year because that coincided with National Police Week.
Right.
But one year when we finally reached the point where, you know, we just couldn't do it at Tommy's anymore, we moved over to the Western Poinsett. And that worked out fine because parking was not a problem. They could have a buffet meal. And then the next year, unfortunately, the pandemic hit us.
Yeah.
And so we weren't able to have a at the poinsett, so we came up with the idea of having a what we call a drive-through event, and we moved out to the Greenville Convention Center. And it actually worked out to be better, I guess a blessing in disguise, because you could these folks didn't have to get out of their car. They just drive through the circular driveway, and we've got people stationed there to give them everything they need, their breakfast, their T-shirt, their valet bag, and their prize. And they're not there more than, depending on the traffic, they're not there more than about 5 minutes. And they like that a lot better. So we continued that that tradition. And this year, unfortunately, the Greenville Convention Center could not guarantee us a date, so we've moved up the street to the downtown airport terminal. And Joe Frazier and his team have been just wonderful to work with, and so that's where we'll be hosting it this year. And it's similar to the convention center with a circular driveway. You were kind enough to come to our committee meeting the other day and kind of know how the mechanics are going to work for the event. So we're looking forward, even though we've got a new venue, we're looking forward to being there.
Well, it's the perfect place because, as you mentioned, they have the circular drive, so it'll be easy in and out. But just what a great day. September the 16th, again, if you're a law enforcement officer and you haven't already put this date on your calendar, please do so between 6 to 9. And I'm just excited that I'm going to be there doing the morning answer that morning as all these police officers drive through to pick up their valor bags, to pick up their breakfast. And what, I mean, you guys, you got some wonderful sponsors, Seabrook, on our guest line, Seabrook Marchant, some great sponsors, local businesses who just want to show their appreciation. And some of the prizes are just amazing. Tell us about some of those.
Well, we do. We have, Michelin has donated a set of Michelin tires, which we've added $1,000. We've got some, golf outings at the various golf courses in and around the city. We've got some like shotguns. Jeff Lynch has been a great sponsor for us. He's donated some gift certificates and some, we've actually purchased some recliners and TVs, gas grills from him. So there's just a whole lot of nice things that we'll have to make available to them. So, if any law enforcement officer is listening, please make sure that you get registered. Your command officer should have all the details. But our website is leadupstate.com, LEAD, L-E-A-D, which is a cute little acronym for Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. They can go there and register. And also, if any of you listeners are interested in supporting us either financially or with a gift or a gift certificate or something like that, I think there's a space on that website where they can go and register. And if not, they're welcome to call me at 864-444-8503. That's 444-8503. And we'll be happy to talk to them about how they can participate.
Yeah, there's all kind of ways that you can help. Maybe you're a restaurant and you can give away some free meals, or maybe a car wash. You can give away some free car washes. And I've made it real simple for you too. Just text LEAD, L-E-A-D, to 877-235-9405. Just text LEAD to 877-235-9405. I'll send you a link to Lead Upstate. And as a police officer, law enforcement, you can register. If you're a business who wants additional information on how you can help, that's on the website as well. Seabrook Marchant, always a pleasure. Thank you for what you do and for the whole committee. I mean, this is a team effort, a lot of people involved. And I look forward to being out there September the 16th and as we celebrate all of these fine men and women who serve our community.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate your support and your help, and look forward to having you with us.
Absolutely. It's going to be a pleasure. Seabrook Marchant, have a blessed day. Appreciate your time.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.